This week marks the end of an era in Salem. After opening its doors 110 years ago, Rockingham Park closes Wednesday. Live horse racing ended at the iconic track in 2010, and the park was considered a potential site for New Hampshire's first casino, but owners put the track up for sale after lawmakers killed yet another proposal for expanded gambling this past session. A deal to sell the land to a local developer was announced in May. One impact of the park's closure will be the loss in revenue to local nonprofits. Gaming at The Rock, as it's called, raised more than $2 million for 35 local charities last year. Dick O'Shaughnessy is executive director of Greater Salem Caregivers, a nonprofit that relies on that money to make ends meet. I went to Salem to talk with O'Shaughnessy about what his organization's doing now that the park is closing.
So, Dick, tell us what your organization does.
Well, the Greater Salem Caregivers has been in existence since 1989. And it was founded by a group of church people here in Salem. And their mission was to provide transportation to elder citizens, disabled citizens, to doctor's appointments. It has expanded. We do visits. We do grocery shopping. We do pick up prescriptions, do a multitude of things. And we've expanded our horizons to go to Boston or up to Manchester, and things have gotten complicated over the years. People now have more intense illnesses. They need dialysis. They need chemotherapy. So it's become quite an operation.
And how many clients would you say you serve on average?
Between the town of Pelham and the town of Salem, close to 200 people.
What's the budget of your organization?
It's about $100,000 a year.
And how much of roughly of that budget comes from has come from what's called, obviously, around here, The Rock? It's come from Rockingham Park.
One half the budget, $50,000. Well, we've been at The Rock now for 10 years. It comes under the state of New Hampshire's laws through the Lottery Commission and so forth. And each nonprofit, 501c, is allowed under the law to have 10 days of Texas Hold'em poker or gambling in New Hampshire. So at The Rock, we were blessed to have these 10 days, and along with about 35 other charities, and that made each getting in 10 days. So it came to about 360 days a year.
So obviously with Rockingham closing down this week, this is a major impact on your charity and others too.
Oh, yes. It goes all the way from the Salem Boys and Girls Club, for example. And it extends down now to the various civic clubs, the band at the high school, the scholarship fund at the high school, various veterans organizations have will be hurt by this. So it's a downward drag on many of the activities and the sports activities, the youth clubs and special needs clubs, Play Among the Stars. So these various agencies are going to be profoundly affected. It kind of came all of a sudden. We knew it was coming, but, you know, someday it would close. Someday, maybe another year, number two, but all of a sudden in the last month, it's closing.
Yeah.
And the shock, we're dealing with that shock, and everybody is in the same boat as the caregivers.
Have you got contingency plans for what Greater Salem Caregivers is going to do as far as to find other places to make up this shortfall?
Well, again, our board has been meeting, and we have to start looking at perhaps other ways to raise income. That's difficult to do, especially with so many nonprofits now having to do the same thing. If that's not feasible, then you have to look ways to cut costs, and unfortunately sometimes that can mean cutting services also. Right now there is some talk in the town of other groups starting new poker rooms in Salem. So that's just on the ground floor right now, and it's hopefully that may get off the ground, and again we might be able to develop some income from that.
But presumably it's going to take some time. Like you said, this is the first process. It's going to take time to get approval. And, you know, what are your plans for the meantime?
Well, again, as far as the caregivers are concerned, we played it tight to the belt over the years, and we were able to put some money aside. And we'll be able to hopefully continue our helping people with the money that we've been able to save over the years.
It's been a century that this has been a fixture. Can you talk a little bit about what it means for the town and for the area in general to lose it?
Well, I've been in town now close to 45 years, and when I first came to Salem, the track was just a beautiful place to go. When I had friends coming in from out of town, on Friday nights, that's where you went. You went to the track. It was a place you'd get dressed up for, and you'd go for dinner, and you'd play the horses, and it was fun playing, you know, just a few dollars on a few bets there. So it was a place, just filled with community spirit. People worked over there. Teachers got summer jobs over there. My son worked there as a waiter. So people had jobs. And I just want to say that I've appreciated what Rockingham Racetrack, and I'm almost sentimental in this, I really had done for the town and the contribution it's made.
Well, again, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for having us today.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming down, and thank you very much.
That was Dick O'Shaughnessy, Executive Director of Greater Salem Caregivers, talking about Rockingham Park, which is set to close this week after 110 years in operation. Memorabilia from the park will be sold off at a two-day auction next month.